Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
just standing here thinking about it, looking back over my life. Lord, you sure been good to me. When I was down and out, I didn't have a dime. You made a way for me so many times. Lord, you bought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Yes, you have. For me, and Lord, you've been a father too. You didn't leave me, you stayed right by my side. And when my troubles came, only you, Lord, wiped the tears from my eyes. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Oh, but Lord, you bought me from a mighty long way. Yeah, you bought me. You bought me, Lord, from a mighty long way. You bought me from a mighty long way. You bought me, Lord, from a mighty, mighty long way. I gotta say thank you. Thank you. Oh, oh, thank you. I gotta say thank you. Lord, you bought me. Thank you. thank you, Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I 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 thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, you brought me from a mighty.
Look behind you. Look behind you. Now, why Pastor want us to look behind ourselves? I think that one reason some people can't praise God is because they never look back to see how far the Lord has brought them from. But come on, if you know he's brought you a mighty long way, come on, if you know he brought you all the way, never would have made it by myself if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Oh, my. Come on, Sister Brown. Tell us one more time. Yes, Lord. He brought
me. Oh, yeah. I thank you in the morning. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you at midnight. I gotta say thank you. I thank you when things going well. I thank you when things going bad. Thank you. I 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 thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
As you remain standing, thank you, choir, amen. I want to ask you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4. He brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord. Nehemiah, chapter 4. Bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. We pray, God, that you will speak a word into our hearts and into our minds, oh God, that will transform us, that will impact our lives in such a way that we will be encouraged to go all the way with you. We thank you, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 10, there you will find these words. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, And he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Verse 9, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. Thank you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. As we continue, thank you, ushers, as we continue with our series, Fighting to Win, we're going to be looking at one of the most common battles that we face in this life, and that is the battle against discouragement. To ask somebody if they've ever been discouraged is just like asking them if they're human. Because if we would have a testimony service here this morning, we would all have to admit that either now or at some points in our past, we have had to deal with discouragement. And it is my prayer this morning, amen, that if you're one who's fighting that battle against discouragement, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to speak a word into your heart to revive your soul again. There's a story that one day the devil was having a yard sale. And he had all this stuff out in his yard. He had jealousy for sale. He had envy for sale. He had bitterness for sale. And, of course, being the shrewd businessman that the devil is, everything was overpriced. One potential buyer came up, and he noticed that there was one item on the porch. And he asked the devil, how much do you want for that? And the devil said, no, no, that's not for sale. That's why it's on the porch and not in the yard. That's not for sale. That's one of my favorite tools to use against people, one of my most effective tools. And the man said, well, can you at least tell me what it is? And the devil said that that is the tool of discouragement. And I've come by today, my brothers and sisters, because we need to be reminded that some of the greatest men and women of the Bible had to fight against discouragement. You Bible readers will remember that Job became greatly discouraged after losing everything he had, even his children. And to add insult to injury, you will recall that his own wife, amen, told him, man, your situation is so bad, you ought to just curse God and die. And as if that were not enough, his best friends came to him and said, the reason you're suffering, the reason you're going through hell is because of sin in your life. You must imagine that Job had to be discouraged. John the Baptist faced terrible discouragement. He was thrown into a dark prison cell. In fact, he was so discouraged that he sent some of his followers to ask Jesus, are you the Messiah? Or should we look for another? You Bible readers will remember that the prophet Elijah, he was so discouraged because of that bad mamma jamma queen Jezebel. She put out a warrant for his death, and the Bible says that he was so discouraged that he ran and hid under a tree. In his first letter to Timothy, even the apostle Paul talked about the discouragement that he experienced after having been abandoned by Demas and Hymenaeus and Alexander, who had once worked as his faithful co-laborers in the gospel. My brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is, if you are a follower of Christ, Satan is going to do everything he possibly can to discourage you. Can I tell you why? It's because the devil knows that a discouraged Christian is a defeated Christian. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. I guarantee that's why some folk couldn't get with the praise and worship. I guarantee that's why some folk can't say amen. They can't say praise the Lord because they have allowed life situations and life circumstances to get them so discouraged. You do understand that God wants us to be a people of courage. God wants us to be people who walk by faith and not by sight. He tells us over and over again in the Bible to be of good courage. Amen. But the devil wants to discourage us. So as we think about fighting to win against discouragement, I've given you as a backdrop for this message, Nehemiah chapter 4. And we've read verses 1 through 10. Now let me just kind of refresh you on the history of this passage. God chose Nehemiah to rebuild the great wall around Jerusalem that had been destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC. The Bible tells us that it took Nehemiah and those builders, watch this, 52 days. Let me hear everybody say 52. It took them 52 days to rebuild that wall. Now, that doesn't sound like a long time. Amen. 52 days during that time period. They didn't have the modern conveniences, amen, of construction and technology that we have today. But the Bible says the people had a mind to work. It took them 52 days to rebuild the wall. But along the way, Nehemiah and his fellow workers had to deal with discouragement. I want us, first of all, to look at some of the causes of their discouragement, and what we will find is that the same things that discourage them are some of the same things that will discourage us if we let it. Amen? The first thing we notice in verse 10, the A part of verse 10, is that their discouragement was caused because of fatigue. In the A part, it says, "Then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is decayed." In the original Hebrew, the meaning of that phrase, "the strength of the laborers is decayed," literally meant they were stumbling and staggering under the heavy load. Remember, I told you that this wall building project required 52 days of hard, back-breaking labor. These men were picking up huge pieces of stone from the wall that had been torn down 70 years earlier, and now here they are trying to put all of those broken pieces back together again, sort of like a jigsaw puzzle. And when we come here to verse 10, the project is only half done. For 30 straight days, they've been working and working from sun up to sundown, and they are just half done.